I'm heading to the west coast to the township of Zeehan.
Zeehan, now that is a town steeped in history. If the walls could talk, hey?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, we've got a public event on this weekend, first ever paranormal tours at the Gatish Theatre Grand Hotel. Looking forward to it.
Wow. So, obviously, COVID restrictions have lifted somewhat in Tasmania. Has that helped your quest?
Yeah, it has actually. So since, you know, I have been able to reopen my tours down, you know, in Willow Court, I have been just constantly booked out, you know, week after week after week. So it's been amazing.
That's right. Awesome. This is the first time that guests will have the opportunity to explore the history and the ghost stories and have a bit of an investigate around the majestic Gaiety Theatre After Dark in the town of Zeehan. So what sort of stories have you heard about this hotel and this part of the world?
I haven't heard a lot of stories about the Grady Theatre. As you know, I did a live feed from there probably a couple of months ago now, and we were sort of engaging with the you know, being a live stream, was engaging with locals in particular. And they sort of gave us a few indications of a couple of possible hauntings of the theatre. One was of a little girl that used to be the caretaker of the theatre. So there's often a lot of stories about seeing her, you know, sort of backstage, because apparently, yes, she passed away. I don't know much about her death, but they sort of believe that this little girl could be the caretaker's daughter. So that's what we're sort of concentrating on, maybe, you know, to start the night when we sort of try to communicate with whoever may be lingering at the Gaiety Theatre. Mm.
Let's rewind quickly. We should have done this at the front, but what is Tasmania's Most Haunted and why do you do this?
Tasmania's Most Haunted is a tour company. We are the tour operator of the Willow Court Asylum Ghost Tours down in New Norfolk. So that's where we first started our, I guess, campaign in Tasmania. And I am looking at, you know, venturing out to other areas of Tasmania and being able to bring this experience to other people. So basically, this is a new experience for the West Coast, especially in the township of Zeehan. I'm trying to get, you know, visitors to the township, to the local communities, and offer a different experience not ever offered before.
So this is a campaign of sorts called Let's Haunt Tasmania to boost a little bit of tourism and get the economy flowing into our small towns again.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. So, you know, this is a public tour for people can book tickets to come along. Unfortunately, we are booked out for the rest of the year. We've only got a few tours between now and the end of the year, but we are sold out. We've even got interstate people arriving on tour in December, which is great to see. Around 70% are locals, 30% are sort of from Hobart and surrounds. So, you know, getting people up into these towns, you know, spending money in accommodation, meals, hoping that, you know, it'll help, you know, boost the economy as well.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So for those that have missed out on the actual physical tour this time round, will you be streaming this one on Facebook at all?
No, because this is a public tour where people
exclusive,
have paid to come along to these special events, unfortunately. So, you know, they'll have to wait till, unfortunately, next year.
Yeah, well, that's them's the breaks.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
I mean, that's great
to
hear this
so popular. You guys. Where can people go to find out more information about any upcoming tours that might be closer to them?
Just head over to our Facebook page or website, Tasmania's Most Haunted. Also, if you're, you know, in the Zeehan area and you want to, you know, support these guys, head to the West Coast Heritage Centre. The theatre is part of their centre, and they have, you know, a historic buildings and, you know, souvenir shops. It's a stunning place to visit.
Why do we have such a fascination with the paranormal, do you reckon?
I don't know. I think it's our history in Tasmania. I really do. I think it's our, you know, our convict history and, you know, some of these beautiful buildings that still remain, everybody just loves to get in and just find out, you know, if there is any ghost stories here.
Yeah,
I guess
absolutely.
It's just in our nature, isn't it?
And people in Tasmania are protective over our heritage as well, and yes. Even the government can be too, and I guess that's why we've still got so many of these awesome buildings that do still stand, and that's fantastic.
How did you get into this side of this line of work, Charmaine?
I attended a ghost tour, you know, back in a few years ago, and I guess that's what just sparked my interest, you know, in more of the Tasmanian history and the paranormal, I guess. Yeah, it was just, I had to find out for myself, is there something, you know, really there? You know, I already had an interest in it, but I wanted to find out for myself. I wanted to experience it myself, and that's what these tours are all about. You know, you can come to a safe place, you know, use the equipment, use yourself, and find out, you know, whether they really do exist.
Oh, well, we love the fact that you're doing it. It's creating a bit of movement around our local towns and, of course, boosting that economy as well. That's what it's all about. Charmaine Mansfield from Tasmania's Most Haunted, thank you for your time this morning. Obviously, this weekend on the West Coast is going to be a raging success, judging by the fact that it's booked out. We look forward to you hitting our neck of the woods again in 2021.
Yes, thank you, guys.